Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. This one on Friday, June the 11th, 2021. Travis Ryer, joined by my staff mate there at BOL, Hank South, does an outstanding job covering recruiting for us there at the website. And Hank, we're going to take a little different approach this morning in that with the way the weekend sets up over off Bryant Drive, we're going to start with a five-star prospect, but this one on the basketball court as Jaden Bradley, the top 10 overall player in the nation for the 2022 cycle, according to the 24/7 Sports composite ranking, set to visit with Nate Oates, the Alabama staff. And needless to say, a pretty big weekend where his recruitment is concerned.
Yeah, you know, since the start of the month, Alabama basketball has been hosting just as impactful of visitors as Alabama football. Obviously not the same numbers, but, you know, as far as star level, high ranking guys. But this weekend is the biggest one set so far as official visitors go, in Jaden Bradley, who is a five-star point guard from IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. He is expected on campus today through the weekend, so he'll do that 48-hour weekend visit. But yeah, it'll be an interesting visit to watch. He was recently, I guess last weekend, he was at Michigan. After Alabama this weekend, he's set to go to Arizona on June 18th. And then I guess next week, June 18th, Arizona and North Carolina on a midweek visit, June 15th. So he's got a couple more big visits upcoming, but super, you know, it's definitely a significant visit. You know, Alabama, we've seen this pretty consistently with Nate Oates and this staff, you know, that they go after the high level guys and have been landing their fair share of them. Obviously, you know, we saw J.D. Davison in the 2021 class, another five-star point guard. We've seen them hit the transfer portal. We've seen them hit the JUCO circuit. So they kind of hit at all levels. And this will be an interesting one to watch, especially with how much success Bama's had at IMG Academy. You know, just since Nate Oates has come to Tuscaloosa, you know, you look at Darius Miles, you look at Charles Bediako, who's a high-level elite tier guy in the 2021 class. So, you know, certainly have some inroads at that program, and this will be an interesting official visit to watch.
Yeah, I believe Bradley with ties are originally from the state of North Carolina. So when you see the Tar Heels on that list, it raises your eyebrows a little bit. But yep, you said it, in terms of going after the very best, I don't think Nate Oates and that staff have been discouraged at all. So it'll be very interesting to see how the weekend goes for Alabama men's hoops as it hosts Jaden Bradley, the five-star point guard from IMG Academy. Elsewhere on the football front, certainly a lot to get into with you, Hank, as we recap in some ways the weekend that was. Last week at this time, we previewed a big official visit weekend for Nick Saban and the Alabama football program in looking at the 2022 cycle. And we touched on some guys, or at least maybe one specific guy, that seemed like he was trending very heavily towards the Alabama Crimson Tide. But as it played out, it ended up being another that committed to Alabama by the end of the weekend in running back Le'Veon Moss. I know you had an opportunity in the wake of that commitment to catch up with Moss. What was his reasoning? What were the reasons that he gave for going ahead and announcing for Alabama when in some in some corners, there was a strong belief that he would stay home or look to perhaps join the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, that's the great part about June. These kind of things, when you know you have so many kids on campus with visits picking back up, and kids haven't really felt the full recruiting process in over a year. You know, there's going to be, you know, kids that just decide to commit, and Le'Veon Moss is one of them. I caught up with him. He is not a man of many words, but he said after a couple of days, I was just feeling it. That's what he said. That's it. So he really enjoyed his visit. He was hosted by Brian Robinson and Roydell Williams. So two of Alabama's running backs had him on campus, were showing him around. And you know, he said he had just a great feeling about it. And that was kind of what sold him on Alabama. I think honestly, you know, Brian Robinson, Roydell Williams, you know, they were telling him, about, you know, the development in Alabama. They become more than a football player and all that. I think that really stuck with Le'Veon Moss. And I really liked this quote. I said, what should Bama fans expect from you? Just, you know, what kind of player are you? And he says, as long as I'm on the field, there's always something to watch. So you kind of got to like that kind of swagger in your running back, future running back. But yeah, this will be an interesting one to watch because obviously it's somewhat early still in the recruiting calendar, especially that was the first weekend of visits. There's plenty of recruiting to come. He lives in Baton Rouge. So you got to imagine LSU is not going to stop recruiting him. This weekend he'll be at TCU on an official visit, and then next weekend he'll be at Texas A&M on an official visit. So he's keeping his ears open. He said he still feels good about his commitment from last weekend, but this will certainly be one we're watching. You know, when guys still take visits, you got to keep an eye on them. And, you know, I would imagine Bama will still recruit the running back position because of that. You know, if they're keeping their ears open, Bama's going to keep their ears open. So, it'll be something we're watching going forward.
Yeah, to be continued, I would think, with Le'Veon Moss, as you said, sitting right there in the LSU Tigers, not only backyard, front yard, as a Baton Rouge native. So one you'll certainly want to keep up with right there with us at BamaOnline.com. Also, Hank, you had a significant list of visitors joining Moss on campus. Wanted to ask you about maybe a couple other guys that in hindsight now, you get the sense Alabama made really strong moves with, and not that Alabama probably wasn't already in pretty good shape with most of those guys, but was there one or two that you've either spoken with or through our sources at BamaOnline.com been able to identify as this is a guy that's really on the rise in terms of his opinion of Alabama?
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy that says, oh, you know, they made a huge move with all these guys. You know, obviously going into the weekend, I thought Bama was in really good shape for Shamar James and Berry and Brown. I think that remains the case coming out of last weekend. Even Shamar James said Bama has the upper hand in his recruitment. So he pretty much named Alabama his leader coming out of the weekend. Berry and Brown, I talked to his mom on Monday or Tuesday, one of the days this week, and she said that Bama has her vote. Like she's all in on Bama. So that's got to be good to hear as a Bama fan. You know, you got Barry and Brown's mom's vote. And obviously, you know, I think Barry is just as high on Alabama. He just doesn't say as much. But guys that, you know, we didn't really know. We had an idea, but I think Bama's really trending up for coming out of the weekend. I'll start with one, Jake Taylor, the offensive tackle out of Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman High School. You know, I was talking to people around his recruitment, and Bama was already in his top three, Alabama, Oklahoma, Notre Dame. But I think Bama might have, and I'll say it with, you know, there's still two visits left. He still has to go to Notre Dame. He's still going to Oklahoma. But I think Bama might have the edge right now entering those final two visits. We'll see if things shake up after that. I know he's trending to Oklahoma on the crystal ball right now. But, you know, I think Bama really kind of exceeded his expectations as far as, you know, what he was looking for, what he was planning to see. And you know, I get the feeling that Bama's trending for him at this point. We'll see. And I think he's going to make a decision sometime after these three visits he takes this month. Another guy I think Bama really helped itself with, and you alluded to it earlier on the podcast, is Kenyatta Jackson Jr. He's the four-star edge rusher from South Florida. He was on an official visit with his family, caught up with him a little bit, but and talked to his dad more in depth. And I mean, just rave reviews of the program. You know, he was using words like tremendous. You know, he really talked about what really stood out was the people and all the connections. And, you know, it's everything was just in sync at Alabama. Like, everyone knew what was going on with everything. And he said the hospitality was awesome. He said from the time they left Florida to the time they got back, it was just a great, great experience. So his dad didn't really say anything about leaders. He said there aren't any leaders, but he said, you know, they're going to take the rest of these official visits to Ohio State, to Florida. And you know, they're going to see who can match Alabama is what he said. So it sounds like Bama's trending up there as well. And he'll be back on Monday on a bus tour with his team, Chaminade Madonna. They're doing kind of a little college tour. They'll be at Auburn on Monday morning, and then they're coming back to Alabama, Monday afternoon. So, that's another guy we're watching too. So, you know, got the commitment from Le'Veon Moss. I think secured its standing a little bit more, maybe with Barry and Brown and Shamar James, and I think really helped itself with Jake Taylor and Kenyatta Jackson Jr.
When we come back on the Bama Online podcast, we'll talk about the upcoming weekend from a football perspective. We already told you about the significance of an official visitor on the men's basketball side of things. We'll also ask Hank about a 2025 quarterback from South Florida. So much South Florida. We might as well be a Miami Hurricane podcast at this point, as much as we talk about South Florida. And also some 2023 potential visitors of note this weekend in Tuscaloosa as well. All that and more when the Bama Online podcast returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with more of the Bama Online podcast, Travis Ryer and Hank South taking you through the recruiting angle of things for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And when we look at this upcoming weekend, Hank, wanted to ask you about potential visitors. I guess on the official visitor front, it looks like there could be one of note. Perhaps that could be the extent of the list for this weekend. Perhaps it could be that Alabama goes without an official visitor, I guess, this weekend before what looks to be another big weekend in a week's time.
Yeah, we'll see. There's been some buzz about Julian Armella, the another South Florida guy, coming in on an official visit this weekend. I've also heard it might be later in the month as well. He's a four-star offensive tackle. Have not confirmed just yet, but sometimes these things, you know, we find out about, you know, closer to the weekend. So we'll double check on that today. One other one I'm watching, and he had originally had been set to officially visit kind of a midweek trip this week. I think it was supposed to start on, I guess the 8th. So it was what, Tuesday, and run through Thursday. Is Kojo Antwi, the 4-star wide receiver. I'm told that visit has not started yet. He was on campus, obviously June 1st. And we caught up with him, you know, had a great time. One of the top receiver targets in the class, has Bama in his top four. He's making a decision on July 5th. So he's getting a bunch of visits in this month before he announces a commitment. I'll keep an eye on if he decides to go ahead and come this weekend. I haven't looked at his schedule to see if he already had one set, but, that looks like it's a visit that's going to be rescheduled regardless. As far as, you know, when he's going to make it to campus. But yeah, like you said, you know, this weekend, not as hefty of an official visitors weekend, but that all changes starting next weekend. And then obviously the June 25th weekend. And I've heard there's going to be a little, I don't know if it's going to be an all out champions cookout like we've seen in years past, but I've heard the term picnic, maybe like a prestigious picnic or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe it is the champions cookout. I don't know, but something like that, that's probably going to be towards the end of the month too, that we've seen in years past where, you know, priority guys are invited back, or, you know, just invited to campus, for that kind of Friday, festivities. So that'll be something we're watching, but yeah, certainly big visits upcoming in the days to come, weeks to come.
And also looking at the list that you've done such an outstanding job of providing and updating for us there at BamaOnline.com, where June visitors are concerned, maybe some important 2023 visitors on campus this weekend, with an emphasis on Malik Bryant, the five-star defensive end from, you guessed it, IMG.
Yeah, that's a big one. And, you know, when I caught up with him, you know, usually when you see IMG kids visit campus, it's IMG does a bus tour or something like that, like we're seeing with Kenyatta Jackson. He's coming on his own. He's doing a two-day visit to check out campus on his own, which, you know, pretty significant. I know Georgia is listed as warm in his 24/7 sports page, but he seems to really, really like Alabama. You know, he's posted a few videos throughout the spring wearing Alabama gear. He's tweeted things about Alabama, and obviously, you know, Bama has a pretty strong track record recruiting top talent from IMG Academy. So we'll see how this visit goes. I'm excited to talk to him, catch up about how the trip went. You know, expecting, you know, Manuel Henderson, Ty Simpson have been planning to come back every weekend to campus to help out. You know, there's going to be more guys that pop up. There's actually a specialist camp on Saturday. So that'll be something we're keeping an eye on. Sometimes, you know, offers come out of that. We've seen that in the past, so we'll see what happens there. On Friday, today, Mac Markway, top 100 tight end from St. Louis, Tennessee, is expected in on campus. That was a visit Steve Wolfong reported on. So we'll certainly track what he's doing. Peyton Kirkland, a four-star offensive tackle from Orlando, he's expected in on Sunday. Or Saturday, sorry. So that'll be something we're watching. And, you know, this is a visit list that's going to continue to grow as, you know, as we get closer to tomorrow. I know it's already Friday, but, you know, kids, we'll learn more kids as the day goes on.
Yeah, I guess for 2023s, this is when you see some initial offers go out in the summer before maybe their junior campaigns. I know you had an update on Sawyer Dearman, the athlete prospect from American Christian Academy right there in Tuscaloosa. Is that sort of the way that works this time of year for the next class, and not the immediately upcoming class, but maybe a class or so down the road?
Yeah, certainly. You know, 2022 guys, you know, it's about kind of guys that maybe already have the offer, but it's just reaffirming that offer, or, you know, making that offer committable. 2023, it's like that initial interest. But what I've seen a lot this summer, I've seen it more than one. Sawyer Dearman is an example of it, is guys have come to campus, worked out, maybe not got the offer immediately, but are in line to get that offer soon. So, you know, with Sawyer Dearman as an example, he worked out at Bama on he worked out on Wednesday at camp. I'm told he said he ran a 4.5 40, which, you know, you got to like that, you know, entering your junior season. And he said he sat down with Nick Saban after the workout. So they really liked him. They compared him to Jalen Waddle as far as how they want to use him. He said he has offer, you know, he's definitely offerable, but Nick Saban said he hadn't sat down and watched his film just yet. So he said he's going to do that in the next week. So, you know, it wouldn't be a shock to see Sawyer Dearman get an offer. I think he did what he needed to do as far as his individual workout. But, you know, we know Nick Saban likes to see guys on film before they, you know, they go all in on a kid. So if they do offer, you know, I think Bama is in great shape on that one.
Speaking of future classes, what was your immediate reaction to a 2025 quarterback and Davey Belfort, West Palm Beach Cardinal Newman, going into his freshman year of high school, reporting an offer from the Alabama Crimson Tide and Nick Saban? I guess never too early. Nick just got the extension through 2028. He's got to go ahead and get his quarterback for down the road, I guess.
Yeah, it's wild. I think that's the third overall offer the Bama, or maybe even the second overall offer Bama's put out in the class of 2025. He hasn't played a snap of high school football, but he just performed really well in camp. So, you know, they went ahead and pulled the trigger on it. He obviously has some athletic ties in his background. He's the son of a mixed martial arts legend. I guess I'm not a big MMA guy, but Vitor?
Vitor.
Vitor.
Okay. I think so, but I'm right there with you, man.
I apologize if they're listening.
On the ways. All I know is if a kid's dad is a MMA champ, even if it was a few years back, I'm probably offering that kid.
Right.
You know, I don't want any issues with that cat. But yeah, that is the background.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, that was his third offer. I think Arizona State and FAU are in. You know, he's probably going to get those Florida school offers here pretty soon. But, you know, big one, certainly to Alabama, to your offer repertoire pretty this early in the cycle and before you've even played a high school snap. So we'll see how he develops over the next few years. Obviously, Bama's going to offer some more quarterbacks throughout the cycle. But, yeah, big one to start. I don't think he's anywhere near making a decision. I'm not even sure, you know, if he tried to commit, if he could. You probably have to see a little bit of high school tape before. But the interest is certainly there after working out at camp.
Yeah, it's interesting to keep track of these, you know, future classes so far out, but just seems like a lot of these kids are just so advanced at such an early age. It's probably difficult not to go ahead and get in on the intense level of recruiting, even for incoming freshmen at the high school level. Hey, Hank, as we get out of here, I wanted to ask you about kind of the setup or things that you're seeing from Alabama specifically, because we didn't have this run a year ago. So it's been a couple of years since we've had recruits on campus in the summer. And certainly, even when you talk about official visitors, that's still pretty new to the process when you talk about the summer months. But maybe some bells and whistles that Alabama has introduced in terms of the hosting experience that have struck you and stood out to this point.
Yeah, you know, everyone's seen it on social media. Everyone's raving about the new photo shoot. It's kind of that NFL draft style where, you know, it spins around them, goes in slow motion, got all the cool lights. That has been very popular, and we've seen every big kid that's visited take advantage of it and post their video or post their photos. And as a recruiting reporter trying to get new pictures of a kid, it's been very convenient to get these. thank you, Alabama football, for letting them post these and us, you know, being able to use them for our stories. So that's been really big. Another one that stuck out a little bit, and I know we talked about Jake Taylor earlier, but, I think this really stuck out with him was just, you know, David Blue and Matt Ray's pitch. Because, you know, if you can think about it, they really only had one visitors weekend to kind of meet kids in person prior to the COVID shutdown in early 2020. But I think now that, you know, they have kids on campus, they can kind of show them what they do and how they operate. I think that's really stuck out. I've heard more than a few kids talk about the scientific approach, the injury prevention stuff, how they coordinate all that stuff. And I think that's really impressed kids and their families as far as that part of, the presentation Bama is giving. So that's probably besides the photo shoots. Obviously, the facilities are always what kids mention a lot when you ask them, you know, what they liked about the visit, the photo shoot, the presentation, meeting with Nick Saban. So it's a lot of the same stuff, but certainly Bama's getting ahead of everything. You know, I we've already seen some other schools start to try to do this photo shoot that Bama had on the first weekend as far as, you know, copying that. So they're definitely been ahead of that. And, you know, I think, you know, they've positioned themselves well with a lot of kids.
Yeah, I didn't think it would take very long for others to sort of follow Alabama's lead on some of these things. And I guess if kids are going to be as evasive as they are for you to try to run down these days, where football and basketball prospects are concerned, at least you can have those photos now to make your job a little bit easier, yeah. Hank, because tracking down these guys, it just seems like it's getting more and more difficult.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always kind of been that way. You know, you have all these sites and reporters, and, you know, a lot of fans make Instagrams now. Like they're getting hit up left and right from people wanting to hear about visits, you know, besides just getting recruited by all these coaches too. So, I mean, you can't really blame the kids. Their phones are blowing up constantly. So yeah, you try not to bug them, but you also, you know, you want to meet up, you want to, you know, get their thoughts on things. You know, I think it's always helpful to, you know, talk to family members, talk to their coaches to kind of get that perspective too, to where you're not constantly blowing up a kid too. So it's you got to learn it. You got to kind of ease your way into it, but, it's fun to cover nonetheless.
Trust me when I tell you, Hank South, no one works harder to get you that information, and no one does a better job than Hank South with us at BamaOnline.com. I guess, Hank, in some ways it's reminiscent for you as a recruit coming out of high school back in your day, right? Getting hit up all the time and people
insane.
Hammering you for these interviews. You know, you had to get tired of that.
It's nuts to think, because even when I was in high school, you know, I graduated in 2009, and you know, Twitter, I guess, was just starting. I think I made a Twitter my spring of my senior year of high school, and it wasn't even a big thing yet. But you know, that was still big when, you know, the coaches would come put mail on your locker. Like that was your contact with coaches, and then they call your house phone or, you know, your cell phone. Obviously I was never recruited, but you know, had some guys I played football with that were heavily recruited, and, you know, those guys were getting a million letters a day. So that was always fun to see, and see which coaches come watch you lift weights or come to your practice. That was my biggest one, was Mike Leach came in once.
Oh, really? Lifting the pirate. Weights.
Yeah. Wow. So he was watching, I went to high school with Ryan Swope. Obviously Bama fans are familiar with him. Mike Leach came and watched him power clean for like 10 minutes and then left. So that was like the one cool thing that I saw.
Oh, Swope ended up at A&M, right?
Yeah. He went to A&M.
And he was on that 2012 team.
Yep. And he went to the Cardinals, and then he had to retire because of concussions early. It was unfortunate, but he's a good guy.
So is Hank South, and we always appreciate him taking time with us here on the Bama Online Podcast. Hank, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks again, and look forward to the updates throughout the weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Travis.
For Hank South, Travis Ryer, thanking you for joining us here, not only on the Bama Online Podcast, which if you haven't subscribed to yet, you need to go ahead and do that. And if you could leave us a rating and a review, we would greatly appreciate that as well. But also, of course, right there at BamaOnline.com. Post up with us on the Roundtable, the premium message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans everywhere. And until next time, when the Bama Online Podcast returns, have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.